T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Little rhinestone cowboy for our friend Lee Sterling. We'll play it here for a second. It happened to be lucky last week, so we're going to try to replicate that. How often does a handicapper have a losing week overall, but we call it a lucky week? But I'll explain it here in a second.
Have any song you want in my world.
That's right, because we only took one of his plays.
Yep.
Crank it up for a sec, Solana. Here comes Lee Sterling swaggering into the show. There he is. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. You could check out his website at ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. This is not a paid appearance. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking sports gambling with him. So last week when you came on, you gave us 3 picks for UFC Fight Night. 2 of them were losers. 1 of them was a winner. But the one that was the winner was the one that you said was a 50-unit play, which is 50 times your normal play. Play it 50 times your normal wager. You said this was your biggest play in UFC history, and you could not have been more right. That fight was a laugher from the beginning. It was Chris Gutierrez last Saturday, and he just leg-kicked Morales out of the fight. It was unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, it was one of those where I just saw something and I thought the odds should have been, he should have been a 4-5-1 favorite, where you would have to lay 400 or 500 just to win 100. And when it was almost a pick 'em, I kept going through fight after fight thinking maybe I saw something wrong. And once in a while, maybe once every year or two, you get a gift. And I just think that the odds makers, you know, didn't research each fighter closely, and if you put in some work, sometimes you really can pay off big and find some fights like that. So we're going to pretend like Rhinestone Cowboy, where he's walking on that path. Well, that path is littered with gold after that fight.
Man, that was so much fun to watch. Rarely, because like even like I don't even think Crowder knew the fight was starting at 6 o'clock last.
No. You told him Saturday.
And then, right, and so I text Crowder, it's like 6:15 or whatever, you know, the money symbol or whatever. He's like, it's
over already.
And so you
have a little bit. I know you don't normally like, you know, MMA, but after that, you know, maybe it's piqued your interest a little, right?
Well, I'm not a huge MMA fan, you're correct, and I watched it with my son. Like, it was a Saturday night, 6 o'clock, so I'm like, hey, watch this fight, I've got money on it, and so we watched it. We enjoyed it. I was so surprised. I was telling Crowder on Monday or Tuesday when we were talking about it, you know, I didn't realize how ferocious these leg kicks were. And you've got, is it Boz Rutten that was doing the analysis on the fight? I can't remember, but
he
was a former fighter.
He was doing it, no.
He whoever the analyst was saying, oh my goodness, this fight's over. You can't imagine what he's doing to his leg. And I'm like, wow, just leg kicks? And sure as bleep, man, it was over. Like, he destroyed a fighter just via his leg.
Well, here's what I feel. When you first started watching UFC, most of the fights were, it was almost all punching. And the best, the champions, there's a lot of champions and most of the weight classes were strictly punchers, and they would kick some and grapple and had a couple submissions. I think it's one of the most, it may be the most underutilized facets of MMA. So I think as we go along 3 or 4 years from now, that was only the 10th time a UFC fight was stopped because of kicks. I think you're going to see it as a weapon more and more by the better fighters.
Cobra Kai was ahead of everybody else with sweep the leg.
He did sweep the leg during that fight a couple times.
That was an illegal sweep. Remember that?
Yeah.
You're talking about on Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Karate Kid, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was definitely the methodology was correct once you get it massaged out correctly. Lee Sterling, again, professional sports handicapper. You can check out his website, ParamountSports.com. Did you watch the videos? So yesterday we had Contessa Brewer from CNBC on the show. She covers gambling in Vegas for CNBC, and I was fascinated. Did you watch any of the videos of Las Vegas opening yesterday? And
no,
would you
I didn't.
Go by? I don't know if you're a casino guy, if you're a Vegas guy.
I am. I go a couple times a year. Yeah.
Would you go? Do you feel safe enough to go to a casino now?
Not yet. I have a daughter. My oldest daughter has MS, so I would probably, if I went there, I'd have to quarantine for 14 days. So. Not until I think they have a vaccine will I go back to Vegas.
Right. And that has to do, I guess, with everything, right? Sporting events then, too?
Like, yeah, I'm not going to attend that. And maybe if, you know, they had at a treatment where they could take it down. I think they have a treatment now that will take it from 15 down to 11 days. If they could take the 3 to 4 days in, I think I'd feel safe enough to go to, like, a Heat game. But not until that time, because her immune system is weaker than most people. So, you know, I enjoy, you know, it's great now with offshore. I mean, California last week, it looks like legislation is going to go through in the next year in California, where they'll be coming on board by the fall of 2020 that'll allow legalized sports gambling. So they felt that California and Florida were neck and neck, so we might hear some news soon. A lot of states need to supplement that income that they lost because what's happened with the pandemic. But California seems to be in line, and Florida might be right behind them.
And Lee, do casinos, do sports books, does anybody adjust? Because billions were lost with no sports happening for the last 2 months. Does anybody move lines or try to manipulate anything to catch back up, if you can say it that way?
Okay, so there used to be a couple groups that really could influence lines, and what they would do was they would wager maybe a couple hundred thousand on one side of a game. And let's say the line was -2.5. Well, they really wanted the underdog. So what they would do is they would wager 200,000 or 300,000 on the favorite at 2.5, trying to get that line to go up to -3, and then they'd come back the other way and maybe wager $1 million, $1.5 million on the other side. So,
isn't that kind of what we watched on that that Showtime documentary?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those individuals aren't moving lines, but there's a few groups out there that still do it, and when they do it, you know, they can certainly influence lines, but it's not done as much anymore, and it's done via computers now. So what's happened is offshore has set the lines, and there's much more. There's probably 93-94% of the money coming in during football season offshore, even though all these states are opening up. So the offshore still have the highest influence, and it's still harder to move lines than it was 10 to 20 years ago.
Was that an old school phone that I heard in the background?
No, that was actually online. Someone online is looking to have a conversation.
Oh, that sounded like I picture a real good sports handicapper like yourself with like an old school phone and a cigar, you know. Yeah.
Long cord.
Yeah, corded phone.
That's how runners used to place their wagers. They used to call from pay phones just inside the sports book, usually between the sports book and wherever the deli was or the restaurant that was near there. So I don't mind going old school.
That's so funny. It brings up such a great memory for me. There's always that little deli right next to the sports book where you can grab a little sandwich on a paper plate. And every sports gambler's been to that deli.
Lee Sterling. Get the Dr. Brown's black cherry to go with it.
Yes,
also.
Exactly that. A little dill pickle on the side.
A small pickle spear.
Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. All right, give us some winners for UFC 250. That is tomorrow night in Vegas.
We still have, you have to factor in what's going on. This is might be the last fight where the ring size is only 25 feet in diameter. So it's going to be, again, at the UFC Performance Institute in Las Vegas. And what we're seeing is we're seeing a couple strange decisions. I mean, Ivanov, he was minus 115, and I had him not winning any rounds. One of the judges, he lost 29-28 to two judges. A third judge had it 30-27 Ivanov. There's been some really strange decisions that have gone on. We've lost a couple, but I think a couple things have influenced those decisions. And one of those is I think some of the judges are possibly hearing what's going on the telecast, hearing the announcers, and the announcers do their homework, and they want to push a lot of times the up-and-coming fighter. So that, and maybe also the corner men, if a corner is all excited the whole fight, saying, "Oh, you just hit your punch, keep going, great job," you know, maybe they think they're doing better than they actually are. So that's some things we don't normally see at a UFC event. Now, this event is UFC 250, Amanda Nunes against Felicia Spencer. The reason this UFC title fight is so important is Amanda Nunes, there have been others that have won two titles, but she's the only male or female that has been able to defend two titles at one time. So she goes back and forth. Who knows if she can keep it up, but you got to give her credit. I just can't wager $650 to win $100 on Amanda Nunes. Also, another
wow,
fight.
Wow, she's that big a favorite. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so we'll lay off that fight. We'll also lay off the fight that'll be right before the headliner, which is Aleman Sterling against Corey Sandhagen, and the Funkmaster against Sam. I think this will be the most entertaining fight of the night, but each of these fighters does three things really well. Sandhagen is an expert kicker. He's 6'3", one of the best technical punchers I've seen, also flying knees. He throws are deadly. And Sterling has a lot of power, more power. He's quicker, and he's able to mix his kicks and go into his grappling. One of the toughest handicap fights I'd ever seen. Anyone telling you they got a real good line on this fight, I don't see it at all. Three fights I like. First one here is going to be Neil Magny. Neil Magny, great story. Started off and gets his B.A. in criminal justice, like a kid going to college from Southern Illinois. Also an Army vet, and he works in a trauma center for children. He's a minus 145 favorite, 6'2", 6'3", great length here, power, and once he gets on top of another fighter, it's over. He flattens him out. He'll usually win via submission or punches. We'll go with Neil Magny as the first selection.
So he's minus 145.
Second selection is going to be Cody Garbrandt. Cody Garbrandt was a champion. He was fighting at a fight center where he just had so many enemies, especially TJ Dillashaw. He lost both times to him. Just didn't fight smart in his last three fights. But one of the best punchers and technical fighters you'll see, just loses his head. If he's able to fight patiently and he moved to a new training center, I think he's going to be able to revitalize his career. He's ranked number 9. He might be talent-wise the best fighter in the division. We'll go with Cody Garbrandt here, minus 145 also. And then our biggest fight here we're going to take is Ian Heinisch. Ian Heinisch is fighting Gerald Marchant. And Heinisch, one of the best stories I've seen out there. Here's a guy who has overcome so much. His parents lose their house to bankruptcy when he's young. Then they get divorced. Starts hanging around with the wrong crowd. Moves out of the country. Gets arrested for selling drugs in the Canary Islands. Now, you want to visit the Canary Islands. You don't want to be stuck in jail there. He was in jail there for over 2 years. He comes back to the United States, and he had a hold on him. Ends up having to serve a year at Rikers Island. Able to overcome everything. He is improving so much here. Ian Heinisch here, minus 125. He also trains out of Thailand. Underrated fighter. I think he gets the win here over Gerald Marchand.
All right, so we're looking for UFC 250 tomorrow night. You like Neil Magny at minus 145, Cody Garbrandt minus 145, and Ian Heinisch minus 125, right?
Those are the three selections. Yep.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
And here I'm going to give you a bonus one. Let's go with four this week. Let's go with Alonzo Menifield. Alonzo Menifield, now he's minus 225 to win the fight. We're going to go with him here to stop the fight by the end of the fight via stoppage, TKO, or KO, or submission. I just think he's going to end it in a round or two against Devin the Brown Bear Clark. Clark is a journeyman. Menifield is a 9-0, all nine by stoppage, seven in the first round. He's an underrated fighter. It's only the second fight on the card of the 11 fights on this card. It's going to start early, but I'm going to take him to somehow stop this fight somehow in the first three rounds. I think he's going to do the job, and he's going to make the Brown Bear here go into an early hibernation. Let's take Alonzo Menifield as a pick'em.
I like the early fights. I don't have to sit through the entire card. Having the first fight on the card last week was a pleasure. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. He's on Twitter at Paramount Sports as well. Thank you, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys.
There you go, Lee Sterling. Feels good to talk a little gambling again. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.